to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, everyone. Let's take a breath together. So I want to take a moment to just simply say Happy Father's Day to anyone and everyone who has ever stood in the role of being a father at any level. I know it's easy to simply relate to fatherhood as our own children, and yet sometimes even in adulthood, there is a place where we, even as adults, need a father figure. We need that fatherly wisdom. And people show up to impart that to us. That was one of the profound gifts that came with this institution of marriage for me, was having a connection with my father-in-law that is still quite precious. So Happy Father's Day, and I trust that each will be well celebrated. So this morning we are talking about, still yet again, this idea of self-care. And we've talked about evolution of self-care. Last week we talked about balancing grief and joy and the paradox of the two-sided thing. And so now we're going to talk about pleasure and this whole idea of pleasure is still carrying on this idea of the double-sided coin. Because in our biology, we have a pleasure-pain response. And that pleasure-pain response, interestingly enough, works very much like the coin that we looked at last week, the flip side. That very often when we experience pleasure, there is a pain associated with it. We'll get back to that, because that pain tends to be mental, tends to be conditioning. One of the most brilliant parts of our anatomy, I think, is our endorphin system, our endocrine system, that responds to pain. It unleashes this army of chemicals to counteract the pain that give us pleasure. Right? What an amazing system. And I tend to really relate to the physical body as a microcosm of the macro, right? That all of the systems in creation fully exist right here in our physical bodies. So how amazing might it be to think about, when we experience pain, that there is already a system in this infinite thing called spirituality that is already releasing itself to counteract what we experience as pain and transform it to pleasure. It is available. So what gets in our way? I know this will not surprise most of you. If you're brand new to metaphysics, this might be new information. Conditioned thinking. So, how does conditioned thinking happen in the context of pleasure? I'm so glad you ask. Conditioned thinking is our mental response to pleasure. Conditioned thinking has its own unfolding depending on how we use it. For some of us, this idea, this experience of pleasure anchors in such an incredible place in our biological reward system that we fall into a mental conditioning called addiction, where we start chasing that pleasure even at the expense of pain. Now, I want to be really clear, that is not limited to substances. It's just not. Some of you have heard me share if you know my idea that the world would be really well served by one universal 12-step fellowship called HA, Humans Anonymous, because we all have something that we're chasing, and that is anchored in our unknowing that we already are the very thing we're chasing. That all of the pleasure we could possibly ever imagine already exists in, through, and most importantly to me, as us. That we are it. More than it's available to us, we are it. Ernest Holmes in the 1926 edition talks about freedom and that we are given absolute freedom. And he talks about how we often question that freedom. And ultimately, what he's talking about is that freedom doesn't equal license. That we still have to mentally embody that freedom to understand it and to know how to use it. There are people who are imprisoned physically, and they are absolutely free because they're mentally free. One of my mentors, probably my greatest mentor, Reverend Deborah Johnson, helped me understand that enslaved people had to be free consciously before they could be free physically. And then it was the knowing of generations that they were free. It's that place of standing in the I am free. And then it unfolds in the physical. And too often with this thing of pleasure, we get that backwards, that I will feel pleasure when something outside of me gives it to me. And so the bulk of my talk this morning is actually coming from one of the greatest books that I know once I learned how to read it, called the Bible. And technically, it's not a book, it's a library of books. And this morning, I'm working with the George Lamsa translation. Why George Lamsa? Because George Lamsa is a scholar who literally grew up speaking the exact same Aramaic language that Jesus spoke. And so his translation of the Peshitta, which is the Aramaic writing, is way more accurate, and I trust it way more than I trust people who inserted things that didn't even exist in the Aramaic language. And so, reading from the 12th chapter of Luke, verses 24 through 34, check this out. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry for your life, what you will eat, nor for your body, what you will wear. For the life is much more important than food, and the body than clothing. Observe the ravens. Do they not sow? They do not sow nor reap, and they have no storerooms and barns, and yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than the fowls? Who is among you who by worrying can add to his stature one cubit? So if you are not able to do the smaller thing, why do you worry about the rest? Observe the flowers, how they grow. For they do not toil, nor do they spin. But I say to you, that not even Solomon with all his glory was covered like one of these. And if God clothes in such fashion the grass of the fields, which today is and tomorrow falls into the fireplace, how much more is he to you, O you of little faith? So do not be anxious what you will eat and what you will drink, and let not your mind be disturbed by these things. For worldly people seek after all these things, and your Father knows that these things are also necessary for you. But you seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not be afraid, O little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your possessions and give them as alms. Make for yourself purses that do not wear out, and a treasure in heaven that does not run short, where the thief does not come near and moth does not destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart." So what is he saying there? Ultimately, what he's saying is that you already are everything you need. In metaphysics, we understand the kingdom as being mind, as being who we already are. We have already been given the kingdom. It was installed in us. It is our operating system, if you will. All we have to do is access it. When he's talking about create a purse that can't be destroyed, he's talking about mental discipline. And to stop seeking pleasure outside of ourselves and understand that it already exists as us, within us. And when we do that, everything that is pleasurable from the outside will just show up. We don't have to work for it. Which flies in the face of everything we've been conditioned to believe, that pleasure is outside of us. And when we find that right person, that right diet, that right exercise, that right church, that right, then we'll experience what we want. And I invite you to flip the coin, to flip the paradigm, to embody, to know at that unquestioned level of faith, to allow yourself a level of pleasure that is the embodiment of the truth of who you are, that nothing on the outside can disturb, that you will live in that. And I've been hearing this for 2 weeks working on this talk, Janet Jackson singing in my head, the pleasure principle. So when we embody the truth of our being, we get to live in the present, in the pleasure principle all the time. And it doesn't mean stuff won't happen. It just means that we're not taken out of our pleasure by it. That the greatest self-care truly, perhaps, is caring for our authentic self, our inner self, our spiritual self. And that when we put our focus there, that will care for the human self. Just like creation feeds the birds, let creation feed you. Let your mental truth, let your essence feed your human self. Allow the Father within you to care for what the Mother within you birthed. All one, all celebrated. Choose to be free. And you will be. Let's take this into prayer. And so I am knowing that life, this one life, this one substance, first cause is, that it is all there is. There is nothing else. It is the unformed. It is the formed. It is all that I see, all that I experience. And it is the pure potentiality waiting to be tapped, to be ignited, to be expressed. It is a field of infinite pleasure simply waiting to be known and experienced. This is my life. This is the life of all this life individualized, expanding, expressing, experiencing the pleasure of itself as its creation. And so I know that all the pleasure that it is available, is fully present. There's no waiting period. And so I speak my word, claiming and affirming that in consciousness, we are each a little bit more aware in this moment than the last. That we are the pleasure we seek. That we dare to challenge the limitation of conditioned thinking that would have us live from separation and think that something outside of ourselves is greater than what is inside of ourselves. I speak my word, acknowledging the truth, activating the truth that there is no thing outside. That we each know pleasure from the inside out. That we live in pleasure beyond our wildest dreams, beyond anything that we can imagine. We allow that inner experience to inform our outer experience. And in that, we celebrate, knowing that law always says yes, that the word spoken is the word fulfilled. I know it is already done. And so the only thing to do is let go. And I do. And I invite you to join me as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.